Good afternoon, Green Bay Packers fans. It's Saturday, but it's always time to talk some Packers. Day four is in the books, having had a much longer practice than we did yesterday, hearing from guys like A.J. Dillon, MVS, Amari Rodgers. But now it's time to talk to you fine folks who, I know each and every one of you, have downloaded Underdog Fantasy. It's the best and easiest place to play fantasy football for big cash prizes. On Underdog Fantasy, you just draft. No need to worry about waivers, lineups, or injuries. Underdog handles it all for you. Go to UnderdogFantasy.com or download the app. Draft a season-long best ball team, and that's it. No in-season management. You get a free $25 right now in bonus cash if you use the code CHEESEHEAD. That's code CHEESEHEAD when you make your first deposit, and you can take your shot at $1 million grand prize in their fantasy football tournament. So do it, people. Download your Underdog Fantasy app. Get on this. What's up, everybody? Good to see everybody in the comments section. Nice, did you get to talk to James Jones? Aaron, I said hi, but that was about it. He's a busy man. He's got stuff to do, and he's much more interested in talking to people like Aaron Rodgers than Aaron Nagler. But I did get to see him. Ed, thank you for the super sticker. It's very nice of you. Thank you for the support. Very much appreciated. Who stood out today? It's a good question. Amari Rodgers did again. He always does. Trying to think who else. Ben Braden. He looks the part. I really want to see him when pads come on. He was running with the ones again today at left guard, and he looks good. Have a great weekend. Thanks, Peter. What's up, Dan? How are you? Hey, from Savannah. What's up? Amar. Hey, brother. How are you, brother? Hey, bro. Thank you for doing this. I know they're both rookies, but how have Shamar, Gene Charles, and Christian Uphoff look so far? Have they jumped off? Nope, they have not. Now, that doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot because they're stuck with the threes and fours and they're not getting a ton of opportunities yet. I think that will change once they start rotating stuff because they're still installing and they're not really, there's not a lot of opportunity for competition in that regard. But, you know, everything gets looked at on the tape and I'm sure the coaches have a better idea of how these guys are doing. I did see Gene Charles on some of the special team stuff today, which could be a nice indicator as far as not only making the squad, because it's never guaranteed if you're a day three pick, but just being active on game day would be good for the young man. What else we got? I'm excited for Amari's return contributions, but I'm glad we have Cobb for the playoffs. See, too many rookies botched the catch. I mean, you want some sure hands back there. With this offense, you just want to make sure that they secure the catch, don't fumble it, and let the offense cook. Because with this offense, you're going to move the ball and you're going to score a ton of points. You just don't want to give away possessions, no doubt about it. You just hang around Kay Adams all practice, or did you actually watch? No, I saw Kay right before I went in to talk to LaFleur. And I saw her briefly again after practice, but you know, she's working. I'm working. Kay is an old friend. I've known her for a very long time. I was on her fantasy podcast years and years ago. But yeah, we've known each other a long time. Just love to see all her hard work paying off. She, you know, I'm sure you guys have seen her on NFL Network. She's really, really good at what she does, and she works her ass off. She's one of the good ones, no doubt about it. Justin, thanks for the super chat. How does Jordan Love look? In command of the offense in a way he did not last year, which is a nice step, you know, for a young quarterback. Definitely ups and downs. He makes some really nice throws and then has some tough plays, but that's to be expected. There's no doubt, you know, you're a young QB, you're going to struggle sometimes. But for the most part, I've been pretty damn impressed. He is night and day better than he was last year, which obviously you would expect. If he wasn't, there'd probably be some problems, probably be some concerns there. But he seems like he's on track, seems like he's got a good grasp of things. He's playing in rhythm for the most part. There have been one or two plays where you've seen him kind of second-guess himself, maybe pull it down when he could have just taken a check down, et cetera. But for the most part, he looks the part. And that's all you can ask at this point. Jonathan, thanks for the super chat. Excited for Amari. It sounds like he's doing great on the field and he's saying all the right things. Yeah, he was really engaging at the podium today. And yeah, you're right. On the field, he just jumps off the grass. You can't help but your eyes kind of just go to him, right? Now, some of it is because he's being asked to do a lot of shifts, motions, what have you. But he has the ball in his hands. It's so smooth. There seems to be no effort. Doesn't really gather himself when he's making cuts. It's all really fluid. The one thing I do wonder is, like, you know, this offense, Matt LaFleur has made no bones about the fact that you have to block in the running game. I'm interested to see how he holds up in that regard. But, yeah, early returns are really good for Amari. Bo, what's up, man? Oh, boy. Here we go. Bears equal poop. Vikings equal poop. Lions equal poop as well. I get you, man. I like it. How did Randall look? Look good. He got a couple plays with the ones today. I think they're easing him in slowly but surely. They didn't do a lot of returning today that I saw. It was mostly field goal work. So it wasn't any special team stuff for him to do. But they're mixing him in. I'm super excited to see Love in the preseason. Yeah, that's going to be interesting. I wonder how much he'll get to play with the ones even, because I would suspect Aaron Rodgers probably doesn't play a whole lot in preseason. So hopefully we get some, you know, at least get Jordan Love with the starting offensive line. That's what I'd really like to see, because I don't think Devontae's going to play much. Probably won't see much of Aaron Jones, etc. But yeah, I'd love to see him with some of the starters. I got to watch that Amari press conference. Sounds like people were impressed. He says, yeah, he just good dude, engaging. Like you want to listen to him talk. And his stories about, you know, Randall Cobb and his dad and being a kid on the football field down there in Kentucky. It's just good stuff. Day off tomorrow? Yes, there's no practice tomorrow. So there will be no Packers Daily, no extra cheese. We'll be having a break tomorrow. Everyone's resetting batteries, and then we'll be back at it Monday morning. The Packers will be back on the practice field Monday. This will hopefully be the last day without pads. And then Tuesday, LaFleur did say that they would be in shoulder pads. Not full pads. They won't have the leg pads on yet, but shoulder pads will be finally put on Tuesday, and then they have Wednesday off, and then Thursday, full pads. Is that a Cheesehead TV sign that Banky is putting up behind you? That is a, right there, that is the old gate. Wait, where is it? There. That is the old gate for the Packers fence, which resides a house over from us. Is this the best wide receiver we've had since the last Super Bowl? MVS seems to think so. It's a deep group, no doubt about it. It's an interesting mix of age and youth. We'll see how it all gels together. I think the possibilities are pretty sky high, no doubt about that. Gut feeling on whether Green Bay makes Tay the highest paid wide receiver in the league? Yes, I think they do. Tom Silverstein had the report out earlier today, about an hour ago. Packers have cleared roughly almost $13 million in cap space with the Aaron Rodgers restructure, and that includes the Kelly signing. So, I mean, that gives you some wiggle room to give Devontae, you know, whatever you need to satisfy him and hopefully get his cap hit under $10 million or whatever, kind of like they did with Bakhtiari and Kenny Clark when they gave them monster deals. But the first 2 years of those deals had really manageable cap hits. It's year three for both Bakhtiari and Clark where their cap hit really explodes. I think it jumps from like 10 or 12 to like 23 or 24. So I would suspect the Packers would try to work something in that regard. Is the mood there as last dancey as this season might be? Yeah, I haven't got that sense. It's interesting because that's certainly going to be the narrative around the team, but it just feels good. The vibe today at practice was awesome. It was really great. And what's interesting is that I remember when Matt LaFleur was here his first year, I was kind of taken aback by how loose things were. And that looseness kind of manifested itself in practice. A lot of sloppy kind of false starts, ball on the ground, etc. That's gone now. I can't remember. I think there's been one false start that I've seen, and there haven't been any fumbles. Guys are just locked in, but they're having a good time doing it. The music's blasting. Guys are loose. It's fun. The crowd is into it. Like, yeah, the vibe is just good. So I'm here for it. Did Rodgers ask JJ to come back? I don't believe so, but you'd have to ask Rodgers. Eric, thanks for the super chat. How are you doing, Nags? Looks like Myers gets 12 stamp of approval. He gave him a shout out today in the NFL Network interview. I did see that. He's a big dude. You're going to need him. But yeah, it sounds like he's hit the ground running. We'll see what happens when the pads come on and he's got to block Kenny Clark, but so far, so good. Has Devin Funchess made contributions in 11 on 11? Norman, he has. Most of them have come with the second team, though. He's run with the ones a few times, but for the most part, he's running a lot with the twos. I should tell you, he's living on the edge there. What else we got? Patrick, thank you for the super chat. How 13 doing at practice? Steady as she goes. It's funny. I saw him do one of those classic, you know, cross the formation pre-snap and then crack down on the end in a run play. Now, he's not allowed to really go at it because there's not pads yet, but he's as rock solid as he's ever looked. Really excited for his contributions this year, no doubt about it. Gary versus Jenkins, good battle. Not much of a battle, actually. Jenkins usually wins those. I haven't seen Gary win one yet. It's going to be interesting, though, when the pads come on, if they start doing one-on-ones, see who is able to get the better of Jenkins, because I haven't seen anyone do it yet this summer. Am I staying in Green Bay for the duration of training camp? I'm in the area until the 13th. I'm bouncing between Green Bay and Appleton. Staying with Corey this weekend. I usually tend to stay with my folks throughout the trip. But, yeah, I'll be here until basically the preseason starts, and then I'll be back in New York. First couple of days, reports said Gary was kind of being handled by guys. How about today? Gary, I don't know what reports you're reading, because those first couple of days, he was beating everybody I saw. But today, he was back at it. He looked like he got the best of Turner on more than one occasion, but nobody can get by Jenkins that I've seen. How is TJ doing? Looking big? That's something where I got to wait. That's what the title of this video. I need pads, man. I need some pads to come on. It's impossible to determine what most of these interior guys are doing until we see some actual hitting going on. How did A.J. Dillon look? Smooth. Man, he looks smooth. He looks like he's ready for a big season. You know, he said, asked him about his work in the offseason on the passing game. That he's working on the jugs machine. Did a lot with Benkert when Benkert got to town prior to camp. You can tell he's been working on his hands. He looks really smooth catching the football, turning, getting upfield. Yeah, man, he looks good, but it's easy to look good in shorts. We'll see what happens. Sorry, guys. What else we got here? Seeing Williams in other gear hurts. Jamal Williams is a real one, man. Football is back. I could not be happier. I could not be drunker. Well, Dell, welcome. Good to see you, buddy. Hope New York as well. Call me a dreamer. Three in a row and AR drops the mic. Three in a roll and AR drops the mic? I hope so. How big are the crowds? They're getting bigger. Today was probably the biggest one. There hasn't been a packed day yet. But they're growing. No doubt about that. They're pretty deep on the sides, which is always an indication that there's an overflow in the stands. But it's interesting because this year they've tarped off the Mike McCarthy wayside, so you can't stand there like you used to be able to and look through the fence. You can only do that on Armed Forces Drive. So that's kind of skewed things a little bit. What do we take away from the O-line filled with massive players? Better run game? It's a possibility, Brandy, but you know, it's much more so about the technique than it is their size. I hope that does translate to a little bit more movement, a little forward push. But really, especially in the zone scheme, it's about your footwork and about your hand placement and getting your helmet across and all the little details. That's going to do way more to determine the strength of the running game than just the size of the guys. Justin, thanks for the super chat. Why are fans making Cobb's age an issue but wanting a Devontae extension? They're like a year and a half apart. Well, because Devontae's the best wide receiver in the game and Randall Cobb isn't. That's probably the easy answer there. Warriors, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags, how close is the energy and the vibe at training camp to how it used to be pre-pandemic? Have to imagine Barry enhances that also. Barry hasn't been as wild and crazy as I expected him to be. I mean, he's been out there, but he hasn't been much different than most coaches at this point that I've noticed. As far as like the energy and the vibe, it's a little bit more subdued. It's just a little off. I think the lack of fans being able to ride the bikes with the players and being cordoned off has kind of put a damper on some of the spirit with the fans. The vibe there is a little less, and that kind of spills over into practice sometimes, but at least at the start. But for the most part, once practice gets going and the music's pumping and the football's being played, then it's a great time. The pre-stuff is a little bit less, but the camp vibe on the football field is pretty fantastic. No doubt about it. What else we got? Who wins in a fight, Banky or A.J. Dillon on crutches? A.J. Dillon on crutches, without question. Has Corey tried to fly the drone over practice yet? Not yet, Joey. We're waiting for the perfect moment to do so. There was a helicopter over practice yesterday, and I thought that might be Matt Nagy trying to get some info. I thought that today they looked really confident as a team. They seemed to have a swagger. John, I agree. Well, that's what I was talking about before. I thought that the vibe, they're just having a good time, man. It's like they are a confident bunch, and they're just enjoying each other and having a good time and bonding and getting the work done and having fun doing it. I'm all in, man. As an owner of the Bucks, does Rodgers get a championship ring? I believe he does. Has anyone significantly underperformed in your opinion? No, not yet. I mean, let's get to pads first, at least. I mean, it's just so hard, right? I mean, I'd say Kevin King, but he hasn't been out there. So he's right on schedule, you know? Yeah, no, it's like right now, it's extended OTAs and minicamp. You know, you'd have to, like, basically fall down, trip, and hurt your face to be underperforming at this point. What's going on in the backyard? Corey is tending to his garden with Jeremy, one of our colleagues at LiveX. How did Amari Rodgers look during practice? Shadid, he looked fantastic. He has looked good every single practice. I'm very excited for him with a G on the side of his helmet. It is going to be a lot of fun to watch. They have already started utilizing him in a lot of the Tyler Irvin type stuff. I think they'll continue to expand that package. He's going to be a good one. How does Sternberger look? He looks good. He looks good. He's gotten everything from work with the ones to work with the threes. He's gotten a lot of kind of, I think it looks like, extra attention from Justin Outen, the tight ends coach. You know, that's a free roster spot those first 2 weeks because of the suspension. But, you know, if he can get that behind him and just get on the football field, it's always been that with Jace since he's come into the league. And he's got talent for days. He's just got to stay on the field. If he can do that, I think he can help this team. How are the linebackers looking? Solid, but again, it's really hard to say much when they're just doing half, you know, speed stuff, and on the run plays that they do in teamwork, they're not allowed to tackle, not allowed to hit even. So, and if a center or a guard gets up on them, they're not really allowed to be too physical trying to get the guy off of them. So it's a bit early to say, but I do think Campbell looks like a solid addition. I've said that. He looks the part, and he and Barnes could be a pretty damn good duo. I'm not going to tell you they're going to be, you know, the Seahawks or the 49ers or what have you, but they could finally have some stability in that area, which would be really nice. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day. Hope you all have a great day off tomorrow, because I know I'm going to. And hey, if you're looking for a sweet, sweet Packers hoodie, a year-round addition to your Packers wardrobe, check out this sweet baby, the Acme Packers hoodie, over at Vintage Football League, vinfl.com. That's vinfl.com. Use code CheeseheadTV to get 15% off and get yourself that sweet, sweet piece. The Acme Packers hoodie at vinfl.com. Get it, people. Can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day. I'll talk to you guys on Monday morning, bright and early, unless there's some crazy piece of breaking news. But barring that, I'll see you Monday. Have a great Sunday. Talk to you soon. Go Pack, go.